eternal food. Immediately after the miracle of feeding of the 5,000, people are frantically searching for Jesus. Matthew and Mark mention that Jesus and his disciples reach Gennesaret, Mark 6:53. John's account mentioned that they were being searched for in Capernaum. Some boats from Tiberias also go to the place of the miracle in Bethsaida. People are crisscrossing the Sea of Galilee in hot pursuit of Jesus. John 6:14 and 15 says, "When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, 'This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world.' Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself." Food which perishes. The Jewish expectation of the Messiah is to overthrow the Roman Empire, protect and provide for them. They want Jesus to become king on their terms. When Jesus offers himself as living bread, most lose interest and walk away. Jesus would become king on his terms and fulfill our deepest needs with spiritual food. Are we trying to shape God, or do we allow him to shape us? Food which endures. "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." John 4:34, NIV. Maslow's hierarchy of needs places physical needs like food, clothing, etc. at lower levels and emotional and mental needs at higher level. Climbing the levels enables one to attain self-actualization when needs are met at various levels. Jesus adds another layer, which is the spiritual, at the peak. This is biblical self-actualization. We know that this is what gives us our true sense of purpose. Practically, while providing for our basic needs, we continue to seek and invest in the higher purposes of God. Spiritual food is believing, understanding, and obeying God's will for us. What drives us? When Jesus says, "Do not labor for the food that perishes," let us understand the term labor in Greek. Ergon, work, is a deed or action that carries out or completes an inner desire or intention or purpose. It's all about motivation and drive. Living bread did not excite the crowd, whereas in John 4 we see that living water does excite the Samaritan woman. Living for Jesus is all about being ignited by the passion within to fulfill our highest calling. Reflection. How can we be balanced in our work in this world with the labor for food that does not perish?